From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. In what could be a fast-moving process, Florida lawmakers Thursday began a special session to redraw congressional districts. The unusual session stems from a ruling last month by Leon County Circuit Judge Terry Lewis that a congressional map approved in 2012 violated requirements of the state constitution. The House and Senate met briefly Thursday and later held a joint committee meeting to hear presentations from attorneys and take public input. House Speaker Will Weatherford said a revised map would be released Thursday and that members could propose amendments Friday during a committee hearing.
It is my hope and my belief that we will come together this special session to make the necessary adjustments to get it right. The window of time is very narrow. We did not choose this time frame, but I'm confident we can accomplish the task.
The full House and Senate are scheduled to meet Monday. Meanwhile, groups that challenged the 2012 map issued a lengthy letter calling on the legislature to offer an open, transparent, and apolitical process that it promised but did not provide during the initial reapportionment effort. Hurricane experts are lowering their expectations for this season. WLRN's Marva Hinton reports.
The current hurricane season will likely be weaker than originally predicted, in part due to a shifting El Nino. That's going to lower temperatures in the Atlantic. Weather officials also say a weaker African monsoon season will affect the formation of storms in the ocean. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is now estimating between 7 and 12 named storms, 3 to 6 hurricanes, and 0 to 2 major storms of Category 3 or higher. Hurricane officials also say there's a 70% chance of a below-normal season. Since 1981, there have been an average of 12 named storms, including 3 major hurricanes. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.